from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Getting the hour underway with pianist Richard Wyons and his trio. In the 50s and 60s, Richard was an overlooked jazz pianist when compared to some of his contemporaries of the era, like Bill Evans or Tommy Flanagan. Sadly, this pursued throughout his lengthy career, but nevertheless, he released some great trio dates which should not be overlooked, in my opinion, including this one from 1996 on the Danish Steeplechase label, the album Get Out of Town, with Peter Washington on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. This is a Charlie Parker classic, Yardbird Suite.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded live in Copenhagen, Denmark in 1967, a quartet fronted by the great tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon, who was living in Denmark at that time. He spent much of his life in Europe. The album Come Rain or Come Shine, with Kenny Drew on piano, Niels Enningorsted Pedersen on bass, and Albert Tutti Heath on drums. They stretch out on 6 jazz standards. We heard the closing track of the release, There Will Never Be Another You. Before that, Red Norvo on vibes, leading one of his drummerless trios. Red led several vibes, guitar, and bass trios in the early and mid-50s, including this one with Tal Farlow on guitar and Red Mitchell on bass. Sessions recorded in Hollywood in October of 1955, originally for the album Red Norvo with Strings. The album reissued with bonus material, including some tracks recorded in the summer and fall of 1952 in L.A. with that same trio. The album issued as the Red Norvo Trio Complete Recordings. We listened to the opening track, Who Cares? And we began the set with another trio, this time from 1996, fronted by Richard Wyans on piano, Yardbird Suite from Get Out of Town. We'll begin this set with yet another trio, this time fronted by guitarist Steve Herberman. He resides in the Baltimore area, and in addition to being a jazz guitarist, he also teaches music at Towson University. This is a track from his 2008 release, the album Ideals, with Tom Baldwin on bass and Mark Ferber on drums. We'll listen to She's For Me. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. Well, I'm just like an apple on the bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use, you cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. Well, I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Well, here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Going back to 1975 for Sonny Criss on alto sax, the title track from his album Saturday Morning, released on Xanadu Records, with Barry Harris on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Lenny McBrown on drums. The vocal in the set came from a 1959 LP on the Liberty label, a collaboration between singer Annie Ross, who in addition to having a long solo career, is probably best known for her participation in the outstanding vocal group Lambert Hendricks and Ross. Here, she teamed up with Zoot Sims on tenor sax for the album A Gasser. That track also featuring Jim Hall on guitar, Russ Freeman, piano, Monty Budwig bass, and Mel Lewis on drums, the Rodgers and Hart tune You Took Advantage of Me. And we began the set with the Steve Herberman Trio, Steve Herberman on guitar, She's For Me, from the album Ideals. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is The Jazz Scene, show number 1706. We'll begin our final set of music for the hour with another classic track from 1959, as we turn to a band fronted by Jackie McLean on alto sax, with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums, from the Blue Note album New Soil. This one's called Minor Apprehension. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wrapping up the hour with guitarist Peter Bernstein. From 2016 and his album Let Loose, we heard Hidden Pockets, with Gerald Clayton on piano, Doug Weiss on bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. Before that, going way back in time to 1938 and the swing era, for Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, a side cut for Decca Records in April of 1938. It's considered a foxtrot and a showpiece for drummer Ray McKinley. Jimmy Dorsey featured in the sax section of the band for this side, Dusk in Upper Sandusky. This has been issued on several different Jimmy Dorsey compilations over the years. We took it from a budget-priced collection, featuring some of his better-known pieces, both vocals and instrumentals, but not a complete anthology of Dorsey works by any means, but still a nice intro to some of the music of this great band leader, the album Dorsey Stomp. And we began the set with Jackie McLean on alto sax from 1959, Minor Apprehension, from his Blue Note Records release, New Soil. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for more of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.